like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, that's it. We're back again, Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. I always I take great pleasure in broadcasting sounds for you that you may not otherwise have heard if you're listening in Canada. At least the first half of the show, I tend to play Australian music, and then we get into fresh sounds from Canada in the second half. Although I must say our special guest today is a mix of both. Occasionally it happens when an artist that I interview has very distinct connections between both countries. It works out perfectly. And so this week we'll be chatting with a gentleman we've spoken to before. We're catching up with him following our last chat from, I think it was about July of 2013. The gentleman's name is Timothy Poitras, and he goes by the name Ocean Leaves. That is his artist name. Now, way back in 2013, when we first spoke, Timothy was just a solo artist, and he'd released an EP himself. He recorded in the Blue Mountains outside of Sydney, but he's since made his way to Brisbane, and he's formed a band, and they have a new EP out, and it's fleshed out the sound tremendously. And Timothy got in touch, and he wanted to chat again, so I thought that was great to do. We're going to attempt a live phone interview. We're going to phone all the way through to Brisbane. That's coming up soon. But let's start out with the band that we featured last week, because we could probably feature this band almost every week for quite a long time. Hoodoo Gurus, absolute legends. One of the most renowned Australian rock and roll bands. Have been around for a long, long time, interspersed with periods of kind of breaking up and getting back together. But they formed in 1981. And featuring mainstays of Dave Faulkner as songwriter and lead and rhythm guitarist, and of course Brad Shepherd, the brilliant lead guitarist, and Mark Kingsmill on drums and Richard Grossman on bass. And that lineup stayed together from 1981 all the way up till a few months ago. The big news being that the drummer Mark Kingsmill finally decided to call it a day. I don't think there was anything It wasn't a bad breakup at all. I think after 30 odd years, he just decided that he had enough. So they have got a brand new drummer, who I believe is excellent, of course, Nick Reith. He's been in many bands, I believe. But anyway, let's play some older music from the Hoodoo Gurus. I'm going to play for you two tracks that you can find on the Electric Soup album. It's a singles collection that came out in 1992. Great place to start to get a sense of just the melodic richness of this band and the just great pop smarts and just fantastic song after song after song. And then the third song I'm going to play you is from a later album from 1996. The album was called In Blue Cave. So anyway, let's start out with a song called Death Defying. And this came out in 1986. Death Defying. And it was a single, February 1986. The B-side was called Turkey Dinner. And Dave Faulkner here is quoted as saying, "One of my favorite songs I've written. I have vivid memories of shooting the video in Kakadu National Park after having awoken to see the news footage of the Challenger space shuttle exploding during takeoff." So there you go. That's what Dave Faulkner was reflecting on when he wrote this song, Death Defying. This is the Hoodoo Gurus. You're listening to Stranded. We'll be right back.
You are my sword. Your love is its own reward. My heart I have found gets caught surely by the pound.
Never thought we'd ever end. I can't afford to lose more friends. Not to have you close at hand wasn't quite what I had planned. It's that time, is it that time? A moment that will pass. Yes, it's that time. Is it that time? We knew it couldn't last. I'm just trying to catch my breath. A heart that beats itself to death. Panic stricken by the thought. You're not here for my support. But it's that time. Is it that time? A curtain has to fall. Yes, it's that time. Is it that time? The writing's on the wall. You're in your prime. You're in your prime now, darling. And that's the worst of all. It's just that time. tides must fall. Justify letting sleeping hatred lie in the trenches, hand to hand. Is the measure of a man? Am I a man?
It's that time.
Is it that time? The light is almost gone.
Yes, it's that.
Is it that time? The carnival moves on. You're in your prime.
You're
in your prime now, darling. And you did nothing wrong. It's just that time. Night has come.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, there we go, the Hoodoo Gurus. Amazing band, three tracks there from a very large catalogue of songs. Very hard to know what to choose, but I did choose two songs from an album that anyone can get a hold of pretty easily. It's the Electric Soup compilation. It came out in 1992, and tons of great singles on there. And there was a B-sides collection that came with it too, and I've never heard it. I'm actually keen to pick that up. But in any event, you heard their three tracks. First up was Death Defying from 1986. Then we heard classic song there, Bittersweet. And that was followed by a newer song from 1996. And beautiful song there called Night Must Fall from the In Blue Cave record. And of course, the Hoodoo Gurus are still with us. They just lost their long-term drummer, Mark Kingsmill, after 30-odd years of service, but the core band remains Dave Faulkner and Brad Shepherd and a new drummer, and they're still going strong. So Hoodoo Gurus, what a gift to the musical world. Now, we're just about to have our phone interview all the way from Brisbane in Queensland. Ocean Leaves is the name of the project. It was once the solo project of Timothy Petroyes, and he's actually Canadian, but living in Australia, so perfect for this show. So he has since moved to Brisbane since we last spoke to him a couple of years back, and he's formed a full band. They have an EP out, and the title track, or the first track, is called Yellowknife, obviously a reference to the very cold Canadian city. Let's play it right now, and then I'm going to get on the line with Timothy, and we'll have a bit of a chat and catch up with what he's been up to. So really interesting story. If you wanted to find out the older interview that we recorded in 2013, go to the show blog and type in Ocean Leaves. The blog is ozstrandedradio.com. And yeah, interesting guy. So we'll be right back to chat with him. But let's get into the track. This is Yellowknife from the EP that has just almost released by the Ocean Leaves Project from Brisbane. So here we go. This is Yellowknife.
There's too much time.
You have entered an invalid card number. If you already have a card, press. Difficulty reading the PIN number. That's Please enter your 12-digit PIN in the order in which the numbers appear. Please try again. Please enter your 12-digit PIN in
count
the order
the
in which the
between us, connected by winding rivers. And factor in the billions of acres of flowing field. My hand traces the ridges of this topographic image, showing me the fingerprint of everything that isn't me. And I'm just waiting until then, when I see you again.
Please wait while you are connected to customer service. This call may be recorded for quality purposes in accordance with our privacy policy.
And I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
So there we go, Ocean Leaves from the Winter Heart EP from Brisbane, out very soon. I was trying my best to get a hold of Timothy on the phones, but it's just not giving me any luck right now with this phone card, which is very frustrating. I'm going to put one more track on and try again. But if not, I'll let you know a bit more. So, of course, this is Timothy Poitras, originally from the Blue Mountains, and he has moved to Brisbane and got together a band there, Ocean Leaves. And they have an EP coming out called Winter Heart, and we played for you two tracks from it already. A very interesting track called Yellow Knife, which of course references the city in Vancouver. That's track one, and then track two was Count the Lake. So let's get into track three, Cold Hands, and I'm going to try one more time to get Timothy on the line. Please bear with me, but this is Ocean Leaves from Brisbane. You're on Stranded.
You don't need to tiptoe. Stop to read epitaph. You know where you came from, but this isn't such simple math. The longer you linger, the more it repeats, repeats, repeats. These hands want to clutch you, wrap you up.
they know you by heart. They don't see you, and you can't stay. No, you can't stay. No, you can't stay. No, you can't stay. 'Cause it's cold air coming out of the ground, trying to slow you down, trying to drag you down. There are cold air coming out of the ground, trying to slow you down, trying to drag you down.
Hello, Father. It's been a while since I've been home. Things out here are moving fast, and I feel alone. You'd be proud of me. I'm putting all the things you taught me into play. Hear your voice inside my head, and in the mirror I see your hear you talking in my head. You're like a ghost, but you ain't dead. And as my beard grows, I catch your face in the window pane. Everything about becoming a man makes us seem the more the same. You know, I'm dying to come home. I'm alright on my own. You know, I'm dying to come home. Even though I'm alright on my own. Hello, Father. It's been a while since I've been home. And everyone wants to know when I'm coming home. Hello, Father. I don't know if I'm coming. Oh,
don't hold your breath for me.
Union Events presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union Events and Straight Records. That's Epica and LVT with The Agonist, September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
Okay, so that was another track there from the Ocean Leaves EP that's just about to come out. And my apologies again, I did my very best to get through on the phone to Brisbane there with Timothy, but just technically something was just not working in my favor. So we're going to attempt, I think what we'll probably do is get a pre-record to happen. I have had luck dialing out from this new studio before, but not today. But anyway, we will get that interview to you in due course. So Ocean Leaves, of course, Timothy Petrois, formerly of Canada, now living in Brisbane. And the Ocean Leaves EP there is out September 19th. It's called Winter Heart, and it's a very lush, lush sounding EP with more instrumentation than his original solo EP that he recorded in the Blue Mountains in 2013. If you want to hear our first interview with Ocean Leaves, go to the blog ozstrandedradio.com, and you'll be able to type Ocean Leaves into the search bar and learn all about him. But like I said, we'll make this interview happen. It's just frustratingly not working right now. Who knows? Like, maybe could even keep trying during songs. But in any event, we will press on now with some new music. One thing's very sad. I noticed there's a website that I go to frequently for music from Australia called Mess and Noise. It's a great real go-to site for independent underground music. Now, it's nothing has been updated at the site since April or May, and I finally kind of worked out what happened. Someone online, there's an article talking about how money kind of ran out and things happened and they're stalled, and it's very sad because it does great things for supporting the underground music community in Australia and for someone like me to find, to source music. So I've been at a bit of a loss lately. But in any event, I've found another website, and I'll play for you some music from it right now. This website is called crawlspacemagazine.com, and this seems to have some great underground music from Australia. So let's stick with Brisbane for now. This is a band called Woodbot, who started out as a two-piece. This jangling Brisbane duo of Daniel and Julian decided to thicken their sound last year and so formed a fully-fledged band. And let's play for you a track called Krang Gang. And we might play some more music from this site too. So anyway, here is Woodbot from Brisbane. You're on Stranded.
Down the street again.
Hello, Tim.
Yes, hello there.
Oh, okay, listeners, this is fantastic. This has actually worked. Tim has been able to phone through. Apologies to everyone concerned because I just could not get through on the phone card, but Tim has called all the way from Brisbane. So let's recap. So we're speaking with Timothy from Ocean Leaves. He's calling from Brisbane, Queensland. Timothy, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. It's nice to talk to you again. It's been a while.
It has, yeah. So our last interview was in 2013, a couple of years back. And listeners can go to ozstrandedradio.com and listen to that. Now, from memory, you were calling from the Blue Mountains and you had an EP on your own up there. How about we go right back to the start and talk about your connection to Canada?
Yeah, sure. Well, I grew up in Ontario and spent about 8 years living in Toronto once I left home. And then I got a job brought me down to Australia and I thought I was just coming for a year. But ended up falling in love and getting married and settling down here, and it's been years now. And something about kind of packing up my entire life and selling off all the stuff I had in Canada and just coming over with a guitar and a suitcase sort of unlocked the music writing thing for me, which is something I always really wanted to pursue again, but life always seemed to get in the way. So now I'm doing it, and becoming a father, I thought, would either, like, make it impossible to do or would spur me on. And it turns out it spurred me on. And we're on our second EP now. And instead of this being a solo project, I've got a 5-piece band and really proud of the music we're making right now.
It's a definite change in sound. Everything's been fleshed out. Can you tell us how, like, the decision-making process along the way? I mean, I'm sure you're very happy with your debut EP. Did you set out to Brisbane with that intent to form the band, or did it sort of just kind of happen and ended up in a good place?
Well, when I was living in the Blue Mountains, I was about 90 minutes drive from Sydney, and that made it really hard to connect with the local music scene in the city, and the mountains didn't really have enough going on that I could find frequent gigs. So I thought, when I moved to Brisbane, you know, it'll be a city, it's got its own music scene, and I wanted to tap into it, and I wanted to try to meet other musicians. Maybe they would want to play in Ocean Leaves and maybe they wouldn't, but I just really wanted to meet people. And it just happened really quickly. We found each other through some musician groups on Facebook, strangely enough. And within 3 months of me arriving, I had everybody except for our double bass player. And then we found him last, and then we had a last-minute changeover of our violin player, and now we've had that lineup, the same lineup, which is me, Stuart, Chrissy, Finn, and Amanda. We've been together since August, and we're writing together now, and it's just really pushing things a lot further than I could ever take them on my own. Because you have five people's different influences all contributing to the sound. It's not just me trying to layer things on top of one another until it sounds like a band.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. It warms my heart to hear that a story like this, you know, it can happen, folks. You know, people, you trust the process and good people surround you and things work. So well done.
Thank you. I think it's just being really clear about what you want. Like, I knew sort of the instruments that I was looking for, and I hope still a good judge of character when I meet somebody, knowing whether or not it's going to, you know, work or it's not. So I've just found people that we all get along really well together, you know, spend time together hanging out outside the band, and it just really, we're all friends, you know, it works on a lot of levels, and I think you can hear that.
That's right, and Brisbane is a fascinating city in itself too. There's a rich musical heritage there, so I'm sure you're exploring that and connecting with other artists too.
Yeah, I was surprised at just how large and vibrant the music scene is here, because moving up from Sydney, some people had said, oh, you want to move to a city and find other musicians, you should go to Melbourne. Or, oh, Perth's really happening right now with that neo-psychedelic thing. And people are like, you know, Sydney's really great, you just got to move down into the city to tap into it. So I was thinking, nobody had ever said to me, Brisbane's got a great music scene, but it actually really does.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, from my vantage point and just searching for music online, it's always been a go-to for me. So now you're another band on my radar from that city. So it's great to hear.
Right.
And Timothy, of course, the EP that you have just recorded, and you had a successful fundraising campaign online too, I understand.
That's right. Yeah, we did some crowdfunding just to kind of get us over the line with all the expenses of pressing CDs and doing the publicity and marketing and stuff. And it, like within 8 hours, we had got almost all the way to our goal. So I had never done crowdfunding before. I'd seen a lot of Kickstarter campaigns and funded a few, but never done it myself. And I was just surprised at how well it worked. So we might end up doing that again, like for the next one. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the EP is called Winter Heart, and it comes out officially on September 19th. And the first single I want to ask you about, because it's called Yellow Knife, and it's described in your press release as a lush, spooky ballad about longing and the darkness it can create inside you, and of course, a reference to the Canadian city. Have you ever been there yourself, or you can imagine how cold and desolate that place might be?
Yeah, I've never been myself, but it just kind of worked, like the flow of the word worked kind of in the place I wanted to put it in the line. And I hope I don't offend anyone in Yellowknife, but reading about their winters, it does look pretty harsh and desolate and bleak. But they really get a great summer, so it kind of worked in the metaphor that I was trying to use, something that's frozen in your past that you're afraid to let thaw, just in case you don't know what's going to come up. So I didn't write that line. Our press release is written by somebody else, about the longing and the darkness it can create inside you. That's somebody reading into my lyrics, but I think that's probably an accurate description. I think everybody has, some stuff stuffed into a closet they don't want to open up and let out. And, I think if you ignore the stuff that you really want and you just keep shoving it down, it's going to create a hole inside you. It's going to create a black hole that's just going to suck you in. So it's just kind of giving a nod to some of the things within myself that I'm still working on, hopefully it doesn't sound too heavy to a listener, but, the chorus says, "You're killing me, Katie." And Katie's not like a real person. That's just, I'm kind of giving a name to that void we all have within ourselves that we try to fill. But I think if you just acknowledge it and deal with it, then maybe, just have a conversation with it. Maybe it's not so bad.
Well, very well put there, Timothy. And it is a great song. We played it earlier on the show, but we're going to play it again because now this interview has occurred. And I just thought too with Yellowknife, as a song, I'm sure it'll come up in conversation with other people in Brisbane who may not know what that means as well. It's a conversation starter. What does that mean, Yellowknife? They might not even know it's a city in Canada. So,
yeah, that has come up a couple of times.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Timothy. We will replay that song now. Of course, Timothy has been calling through from Brisbane. He is the chief songwriter from Ocean Leaves, which started out as a solo project in the Blue Mountains of near Sydney, now relocated to Brisbane, and it's a full band project. Oceanleaves.co is the website. Is that right, Timothy?
That's correct, yeah.
Yep.
.co is the new .com.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay, the new black, the new.com, excellent. And the forthcoming EP, Yellowknife, is on that. It's track one. And anything else you'd like us to know, Timothy, before we replay the song? Thank you for calling again.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thanks for having me, Matt.
No problem. Well, let's get into the track again. This is Yellowknife, and it's out. Again, oceanleaves.co. I'll give you a bit more information after we play the track. But that was Timothy calling all the way from Brisbane. Here it is. Here's Yellowknife from Ocean Leaves. Bye-bye, Timothy.
All right. Thank you.
something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
All right. I love it when a plan comes together. We had a bit of a shaky start with the show today. Phone mishaps, but wow. Timothy from Ocean Leaves called through all the way from Brisbane because my dialing out wasn't happening. But Timothy managed to get through in one fell swoop. So thank you, Timothy, again. We will have this interview edited up on the blog pretty soon, ausstrandedradio.com. So again, Ocean Leaves is the project of Timothy Petroy, originally a solo project and now a full band, and they're based in Brisbane, Queensland. And, I mean, that was good. We had a chance to play that song again, Yellowknife. And, you know, it's always good to play songs more than once and give them a fresh listen. And it's a good song, lyrically rich. And, of course, Timothy spoke about the meaning behind the words in that interview. So oceanleaves.co is the website that you can find more information. And that track, Ocean Leaves, is from a forthcoming EP called Winter Heart, which is out on September 19th. And it's got a really neat cover. Actually, I kind of wish I'd asked Timothy about that. It's a very striking image on the EP cover. It has four tracks. And it's released on September 19th. So oceanleaves.co. Okay, so let's get into the fresh music from Canada. You're on Stranded. We'll be back.
Now, Daily Grassroots Global Unembedded International Independent News Hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
All right, this is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Now we're into the brand new Canadian music. The next three tracks we're going to play for you a track from Corb Lund from his record Counterfeit Blues. We're going to also play a track from Rodney DeCruz's brand new record Campfires of the Moon, and I'm going to play for you one selection from the Neil Young record that he did recently called A Letter Home. It's that super super lo-fi one that he did in that old Record Your Own Voice box that he fixed up with Jack White. And it was a real, I guess, a hobby horse project. People have varying opinion of it. A lot of people think it's fantastic. It's just so raw and earthy. Other people say, what's the point? It doesn't sound very good, but that's the point. It's recorded on this really, really, really old machine. I'm going to play a few one of the tracks from that. And they're all, I think they're all covers, actually. So anyway, let's get into it. This is Cor Blund. Let's play for you track 8, Hurtin' Albertan, from the record Counterfeit Blues.
Howdy, folks!
Someone I only dreamed of. I was too scared to make a stand. She was all my life. Yes, she shined so bright for a stupid boy in an ugly town. I'd go stand by the river, watch the barges floating past with their coal so black, the color of my lack. I was a stupid boy in an ugly town. She said, oh, did I know you then? She said, oh, said no, I just hung around. I was a stupid boy in an ugly town. I get drunk almost every weekend behind the factory with my friend. And we get in fights, just another boring night for a stupid boy in an ugly town. I'd hear songs on the radio with their airbrushed harmonies. They didn't sound like me. They said I'd always be a stupid boy in an ugly town. She said, oh, did I know you then? She said, oh, were we ever friends? I said, no, I just hung around. I was a stupid boy in an ugly town. Stories that change as they are told, but a part of me will always be a stupid boy in an ugly town.
Passions will part, through a strange note. These fires will sometimes burn cold like petals in the wind. We're puppets to the silver strings of souls of changes. Your tears will be trembling. Now we're somewhere else. One last cup of wine we'll pour, and I'll kiss you one more time, and leave you on the rolling river shores of changes.
Chris Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers! Okay, you're back on Stranded. For not too much longer, we have African Rhythms coming up in 15 minutes' time. I'm waving to David Love Jones as I speak. So there we had Neil Young. Now, why did that sound so ordinary? Well, depends on your perspective, you know, like that very, very, very lo-fi. And sounds like it's coming out of a transistor radio, and it almost is, because this was he did this project a year back or so called A Letter Home, and Neil got together with the Jack White of the White Stripes, and they refurbished this old 35-cent record your voice box, and Neil decided to record a whole album of covers straight into this very old technology. And he put it out as is, and it's an interesting curiosity. That was a Phil Oaks cover. Phil Oaks, O-C-H-S. Phil Oaks was one of the seminal kind of '60s folk singers in the Bob Dylan scene. Didn't quite get the acclaim as Dylan, but they were in similar circles. The song was called Changes. So before that was Rodney DeCrew, a Vancouver singer-songwriter, with track two from his Campfires of the Moon album, Baby You Ain't... the track was called Stupid Boy in an Ugly Town. And at the top of the set was Corbin Lund from Alberta, of course, and the song called Hurtin' Albertan, track eight of Counterfeit Blues. All right, let's get into some more brand-new Canadian music. This is Jen Grant with a track called Bombshell.
All the bombshells that never hit you back, stand up now just to see me. I'm coming back, and your mind swells off of fairy tales, but I still look back, and this fortune here still playing like an old four-track. Take me to the bar where a sweet voice in the back of my skull says, take me to the bar and see if I can fight. Take me to the bar where a sweet voice in the back of my skull says, take me to the bar and then straight to bed all night.
me to the bar where a sweet voice in the back of my skull says, take me to the bar and see if I can fight. Take me to the bar where a sweet voice in the back of my skull says, take me to the bar and then straight to bed all
Okay, so we're just about out of time. Stranded has been on for the last hour and a half, all about Australian and Canadian music. Three brand new Canadian tracks there. Jen Grant with Bombshell, Gabrielle Papillion with Got You Well, and Wendy Atkinson with an instrumental there called What Came Before from the Last Fret album. So African Rhythms is up very soon. I'm just going to leave you with, wow, the Destroyer album is in. Brand new album, Poison Season. The actual full CD is here. So I've heard the singles, but I'm excited to hear some more. So I'm going to randomly pick a track. Track 3, Forces From Above, seminal Vancouver artist here. Of course, the show Stranded. Stranded Radio is our blog. And we'll be back next week. I hope you like this track from Destroyer. Bye for you now. Bye for now.
I got paid and then I wrote a song into the heavens.